Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Space Collection of Six Books Knowledge Encyclopedia for Children by Wonderhouse Books, is a children's nonfiction reference set focused on astronomy and space science. Published as a boxed collection, it is designed to introduce young readers to subjects such as stars, planets, constellations, the changing color of the sky, and the history of rockets for spaceflight. Its genre is educational encyclopedia, writing for children rather than narrative science writing. So its main purpose is to organize facts, definitions, diagrams, and curiosity-driven questions into an accessible learning format. The set uses labeled visuals, an extensive glossary, and recurring fun fact sections called Isn't It Amazing to support independent reading and classroom use. Because the book is aimed at children, it appears to emphasize clarity, visual reinforcement, and manageable explanations rather than advanced mathematics or technical astrophysics. Its value lies in giving beginners a structured first map of space-related knowledge. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, curiosity-based questions as the entry point to space science. A defining feature of this collection is its use of simple questions that children are likely to ask when looking at the sky. The descriptions associated with the book mention questions about how many stars are in the sky, why stars cannot easily be counted, why the sky appears dark at night and blue in the morning, what constellations are, and who first researched rockets for spaceflight. This question-led approach matters because astronomy can otherwise feel remote and abstract to a young reader. By beginning with visible experiences, such as the changing sky or recognizable patterns of stars, the set connects observation with explanation. The educational logic is concrete. A child first notices a phenomenon, then learns the vocabulary and concept attached to it. This supports scientific thinking without requiring formal laboratory work. The book, therefore, treats curiosity not as a decorative feature but as a pathway into organized knowledge. It helps children see that space science begins with ordinary acts of looking, wondering, comparing, and asking why. Secondly, labeled diagrams that turn abstract astronomy into visible structure, the collection is described as using well-labeled diagrams. A feature especially important in introductory space education, many astronomical subjects are difficult for children because they involve scale, motion, distance, and objects that cannot be directly touched. A diagram can simplify these problems by showing relationships that text alone may not make clear. For example, a labeled visual can help distinguish stars, planets, constellations, rockets, and other space-related objects without relying only on memorized definitions. The labels also build scientific vocabulary and context, allowing readers to connect a word with a visual position or function. This is useful for children who are moving from picture books toward more information-dense nonfiction. Diagrams do not replace explanation, but they reduce cognitive load by giving the reader an organized reference point. In a boxed encyclopedia format, this visual structure also supports browsing. A child can enter the material through an image, identify unfamiliar terms, and then read the accompanying explanation with greater confidence. Thirdly, glossary support for building astronomy vocabulary step by step. The inclusion of an extensive glossary is one of the practical strengths of the set. Space science introduces many terms that can be unfamiliar, even when the basic idea is simple. Words connected to constellations, planets, rockets, spaceflight, and celestial observation can become barriers if they appear without explanation. A glossary reduces that barrier by giving children a place to check meaning without leaving the book or depending entirely on an adult. This changes the reading experience from passive reception to guided self-correction. When a child meets a difficult word, the glossary encourages a habit of verification, which is a valuable skill across science learning. It also helps parents and teachers use the books more effectively because key terms can be reviewed before or after a reading session. The glossary, therefore, serves more than a vocabulary function. It provides a structure for repeated learning, reinforces retention, and makes the encyclopedic format more accessible to readers who are still developing confidence with informational text. Fourthly, Isn't It Amazing sections that balance factual learning with engagement. The recurring Isn't It Amazing feature appears to provide short fun facts within the books. In children's science publishing, such sections are useful when they are connected to the main subject rather than used as unrelated trivia. Their likely function in this set is to sustain attention between denser explanations, especially for readers who are curious but not yet ready for long, uninterrupted passages of reference text. Fun facts can also make large-scale topics feel memorable. A child may not immediately retain a full explanation of why the sky changes color or how spaceflight developed, but a striking fact can create a mental hook for later learning. This approach is not a substitute for systematic explanation, yet it complements the encyclopedia style by adding moments of surprise. It also supports shared reading, since parents or teachers can use these facts as prompts for discussion. The feature helps the collection maintain a child-friendly rhythm while still keeping its primary identity as an educational reference set. Lastly, 6 book boxed format for broad but manageable coverage. The boxed set format is significant because it divides space-related knowledge across 6 encyclopedias rather than compressing everything into a single large volume. For young readers, this can make a broad subject more approachable. Space is not one topic but a cluster of related areas, including night sky observation, stars, planets, constellations, rockets, and questions about the wider universe. Separating material into multiple books allows children to engage with one portion at a time, reducing the feeling of overload. It also gives adults flexibility in teaching. A parent or educator can select one book for a focused reading session, use another for visual reference, and return to the box set over time as the child gains vocabulary and interest. The format is well suited to home libraries, classrooms, and gift purchases because it offers continuity. Rather than presenting space as a one-time lesson, the collection encourages repeated exploration to connected but digestible units of information. In conclusion, Space collection of 6 books, Knowledge Encyclopedia for Children is best suited for children who are beginning to ask questions about the sky, planets, stars, constellations, and space travel. It is also useful for parents, caregivers, and primary-level educators who want a ready-made non-fiction resource with visual aids and child-appropriate explanations. The main intellectual benefit is orientation. The set gives young readers a first framework for understanding space-related ideas without requiring advanced science background. Its practical benefit lies in its supportive design, especially the labeled diagrams, glossary, and short fact-based engagement features. Compared with single-volume children's space encyclopedias, this collection stands out through its boxed format, which breaks the subject into smaller, repeatable learning experiences. Compared with activity books, it appears more reference-oriented, emphasizing information, definitions, and explanation rather than puzzles or crafts. Its strongest positioning is as an introductory home or classroom encyclopedia set for early astronomy curiosity. It does not appear intended for specialized study, but it offers a structured foundation that can prepare children to move later into more detailed books on the solar system, space exploration, and observational astronomy. If you would like to support Wonder House Books, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!